Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Hello, everyone out there. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper, and this is Attention Talk Radio. Today is Wednesday, March the 23rd, the year 2011, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our topic today, and I'm telling you right now, I'm going to botch this up. It's quantitative electroencephalography and diagnosing ADHD. Say what? With us in our virtual studio is Dr. Michael Linden. And we're going to kind of get into some things in a bit because this is fascinating. I think you're really going to enjoy this. I think you're going to learn a lot. And I think many of you out there who are unfamiliar with this are going to be amazed at some of the things that are happening in our world. But before we get to that, a couple things real quick. One, I want to remind all of our listeners out there that you can preview upcoming shows by going to attentiontalkradio.com. But if you're like me and don't want to go check websites all the time, if you go to Attention Radio, that's just Attention Radio, i.e. Attention Talk Radio without the talk, you can sign up for our newsletters, and we will send you a bi-monthly newsletter with a list of all of our scheduled shows, which go way past the next month. Actually, I think they go 2 or 3 months out. So you can preview the shows, and we also have some other tidbits and goodies in our newsletter. So, again, that's attentionradio.com. Out there, for our ADHD Weekly Update, a few things. If you're an ADHD coach and you're part of the ADHD Coaches Organization, they are getting ready for board elections. Presently, they have a slate of openings. If you're interested, go to ADHDcoaches.org. Also, as a reminder, they're annual conference is coming up the end of April. Go to the same website, ADHDcoaches.org, for information on their conference the end of April, beginning of May in Chicago. And then as a reminder, everyone, particularly our CHAD members out there, the CHAD conference is in November in Orlando. So for more information on that, go to chadd.org. But with that, we've got a ton of material to cover today. So let's get into it. Dr. Michael Linden is a licensed clinical psychologist, marriage, family, and child therapist, and a BCIA fellow, nationally certified biofeedback and neurofeedback therapist since 1984. He's the director of Attention Learning Center and the director of the Mission Psychological Consultants Biofeedback Program in California. You can get more information on that by going to M as in Mary, P as in Paul, C as in Charlie, Cares, CARES.com. Dr. Linden has been interested in helping children with attention deficit disorder and autism since he was in high school. He's always frustrated by doctors who don't complete a thorough evaluation and then misdiagnose ADHD in more than a third of the cases. Even more disappointing is professionals who are not open to any treatment other than the stimulant medications. And if you look at Dr. Linden's biography, one of the things that's very clear that stands out, he's very, very passionate about what he does, and he's very excited about some of the technology and some of the science that he's using to apply this. His basic professional goal is to help as many people become aware of the long-term lasting treatments of ADHD and autism spectrum disorder that do not have side effects. So with that, let's get into things. Welcome to the show, Dr. Linden.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
I can't express to our listeners how much fun this is going to be and how informative. And I guess what I want to do is kind of start off, can you just give an overview of what quantitative electroencephalography is, which we're going to shortly refer to as QEEG just for simplicity purposes, but just can you talk about at a high level what that is, then we'll go back and talk about how it all started.
Right. The QEEG is similar to a regular EEG that a neurologist uses. As a matter of fact, that's the first step we do. We look at the EEG. We have a neurologist look it over to make sure there aren't any seizures or abnormalities. As a matter of fact, a lot of the adolescents and adults I see with ADD play sports, and they'll have a head injury or a concussion, and the MRI will be normal, but the EEG, which is your brain waves, that will pick up abnormalities. So EEG is the electricity of your brain waves. So that kind of tells me if people are alert or they're tired. But the raw EEG, what the neurologist looks for big things like seizures or head injuries, things like attention deficit disorder, depression, anxiety, autism, Asperger's don't show up in that. So what we do as a second step is we do statistics on the brain waves, and we take 30 or 40 minutes of brain waves, and we run them through all these fancy computer programs and compare them to programs and databases and norms, just like if you take an IQ test, they compare that to people of your same age and sex to see if it's normal or if there's an abnormal pattern. And we started doing these back in 1995 with research and published a couple articles in the late 90s. That was the kind of the beginning of doing the QEGs.
So at a real high level, and again, I'm probably going to ask a lot of ignorant questions out there, which I hope is representative of many people out there, because I think this is – I don't really know a lot about it. But in a sense, are you really just kind of mapping the electrical impulses of the brain?
It's the electrical energy. So we all have EEGs. If you've watched TV and someone codes and they say time of death and their brain waves get flattened out, you know, that's when you're dead. So anyone who's alive, you have brain activity, and it just is kind of different speeds, and you want to have your brain activity balance. You don't want to be tired, but you don't want to be hyper. So if you're really tired, your brain waves are too slow, just like you're almost falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're really anxious and manic, your brain waves are too fast, and you want them in the middle. You want them to be balanced. So what we do with these programs is we look at the imbalances of the brain waves, but then we also look where they are. Is it more the front or the back or the left or the right side of the brain that shows the abnormality? So we should see the speeds look balanced, but they're also balanced in the different locations, like the front and the back and the left and the right.
So it's I really like what you said. It's kind of mapping the electrical energy throughout your brain.
Electrical activity, right.
Electrical activity. And what you do is by measuring that and getting a database, what you do over a period of time is you can be able to compare what maybe an ADD brain's electrical energy is compared to a non-ADD, and you can actually start to see differences in some of those and actually be able to say, wait a second, this brain actually, by doing this, actually, I mean, without diagnosis, resembles somebody with ADHD, hence the diagnosis might be more probable?
Exactly. So this is more accurate because, you know, ADD isn't a structural disorder. It's not like your brain is going to have an abnormal structure. It's more how you're functioning. And what we found in 1999 when we started doing published our first paper from our research in the 90s, just from one sensor or electrode in the top of the head, we could find out 90% of the time if a student had ADD or not in a quick 15-minute test. But what we found out over the years as we start working with so many adults, and adults don't just have ADD, they have anxiety and depression or Asperger's, and we start working with really complicated cases, people that had tried 10 medicines and all these treatments, we found out that a lot of them were misdiagnosed. And then in 2000, 10 years after that, we start doing full 19-channel brain maps. And that's when we started to found all the subtypes, the different types of ADD.
Yeah, and I'd like to get into that after we come back to the break. But before we go there, and kind of preparing for this, I was watching some of the videos on your website, and there was one that I'm trying to remember, struck me. You were kind of using an analogy like if, let's say that you're having chest pains and you run into the hospital, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You really don't want the doctor to say, you know, I'm feeling chest pains, let's go in for open heart surgery right now. You really want some tests or something to know that you just don't have heartburn or something, right?
Exactly. You don't want to treat on the symptoms. And psychiatry has been criticized because up until 10, 15 years ago when these tests became available for most people, they had to base on the symptoms. And someone could have ADD symptoms because they're anxious or they had a learning disability or they're going through a divorce. So this is a biological way to see what that biological imbalance is. And as I'll talk after the commercial, we can get more specific and find out what type. And that's how we really individualize the treatments so they're more successful.
And that's what's really exciting. And again, when we come back from the break, it's been funny because I think we're going to actually break down, because we just been talking about the electrical energy, but I think we can talk about how you guys break it down in more specificity in different types of ways and actually start to see how it becomes more complex and can see that. But before we get into that and before we go to the break, for our listeners out there, if they've got some questions for you or if they want to learn more about the Learning Center stuff, what's the best way to contact you or what's the best way to find you?
Yeah, there's two ways. We have a toll-free number, 800-ADD-9117, which is 800-233-9117. We're in California, so we're in Pacific Standard Time. And then our website for ADD aspects is called AttentionLearningCenters.com, so www.attentionlearningcenter.com. And we have videos and diagrams and rating scales and all different kind of information for people to look at.
There's some real good stuff. Or if they just Google Attention Learning Centers, they should end up in California, they should find you, right?
Right, or my name, Dr. Michael Linden.
Yep. All right, with that, we'll be right back.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
ADHD, is it real? How is it diagnosed? How do I know if I have it or if my children have it? Do you outgrow it? You have questions and we have answers. We're CHAD, a national organization made up of professionals, parents, educators, and, of course, those with ADHD. So if you want real answers to your questions, join CHAD at www.chadd.org or call us at 800-233-4050.
This is your ADHD information station. Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
News, updates, and alerts sent right to your inbox. Sign up now at attentionradio.com.
Awareness of how your brain processes information and emotion is the key to self-management and success in today's world. I am an international ADD coach. Contact me, Susan McIntosh, at susanmcintosh.com to see and hear how you too can be a success.
I'm Jeff Copper, host of Attention Talk Radio, here to talk to you about CopyTalk.com, a voice dictation service. This is not just some voice dictation software. It's a real dictation service by people who type whatever you want. When I need to document something, all I do is hit speed dial on my cell or work phone and start speaking. The folks at CopyTalk will type it up and email it back to me that day. The best part is I can dictate as many 4-minute messages as I want, all for one flat monthly fee. Go to copytalk.com/ATR, enter Jeff Copper as the referrer's name, and sign up for the free trial account today. If you tell them I sent you, then you'll get $20 off the monthly subscription for as long as you keep the service.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Attention Talk Radio and Dr. Linden. We're talking about QEEG and diagnosing ADHD. Before the break, we were talking about really what QEEG was, and we were talking about it's really kind of mapping the electrical energy of the brain. Dr. Linden, let's kind of break that down a little bit more detail. It's just not electrical impulses. There's different levels of, I don't know if frequency is the right word or channels or whatever, but there's different types of things that you can analyze in this. Is that right?
Right, right. And one of the important things we found, Jeff, this goes back to research that was done at New York University in 1996 and that we confirmed a couple years later, is there's four types of ADD that we've seen in our work over and over that are distinct types. And why is this important? Because each type responds to different types of medicine or different types of neurofeedback that we'll talk about on our next show. But let me go into just give people examples of what these are, because I think this is the other important thing, not just confirming the diagnosis, but knowing what type. So the first type is our lowest speed, and we see a lot of slow activity in brain waves called delta and theta. Most of these are like Greek-sounding names. And this type is the more classic ADHD that a lot of the boys have. They're hyper and they're impulsive and they're inattentive. And that type, we found, responds to more Ritalin-based medicines like Concerta and Atrana patches, and it also responds to a different type of neurofeedback we do that's called theta training.
Mm-hmm.
The second subtype is more of an inattentive type, and the inattentive type is more drowsy and daydream, like more girls and women have that, which is why they're not diagnosed till they're older. And that type responds more to medicines like Adderall and Dexedrine.
Okay.
The third type is a type that has a different brainwave high called alpha. Alpha is kind of the in-between speed.
Okay.
So we see that with people that have depression with ADD, which is more of our adolescents and adults, and that one often responds well to like antidepressant medications or combinations of stimulant and antidepressant. But most importantly, there's a fourth type that most people aren't aware of. We call it the high beta or over-focused brainwave. And your brain is too fast. And on the surface, you look just like you're hyperactive and your brain is too slow. But because your brain is too fast, when you take a stimulant, you have a lot of side effects. You get anxious. You can't sleep. You feel jittery. You actually can get kind of angry and kind of irritable. And this is very important because as people get older, more and more percentage of adults have this. We see this with about maybe 20% of kids, but almost 40%, almost half of adults have this. And this is why as people get older, we found that the stimulants don't work as well.
You know, this is what's really exciting about this, and we're on one side you have stimulant treatment, and there's other ways of dealing with this, but I can't tell you how many times as an ADHD coach, I'm working with somebody, and I'm not a mental health professional, so I can't talk drugs, but my job is when I'm working with somebody, if they are taking some drugs, to help them understand how they feel and articulate it to the mental health provider so that they can more accurately get them on the right drugs, because many times they start someplace and they need to make some adjustments, but I can't tell you how many times a person will start taking some type of stimulant and they have a bad experience with it, and whether it's not the right stimulant or not the right dosage or whatever, and then they kind of give up on it, move on. And what's exciting about this is by mapping this electrical energy, what I'm hearing you say is you're able to narrow down their type and the associated stimulant and/or antidepressant that would actually make sense for them, so you can target that. Is this accurate?
Would you describe? Yes, it's very accurate. And sometimes we see people don't have ADD, and if they don't have ADD, then you know they wouldn't need medication. It can be a motivation problem or a learning disability or something going on environmentally. So. It sometimes we see kids that are, you know, really they look hyperactive and they're kind of oppositional, and we test them and their brain waves look normal, and it's more of a behavioral aspect, and we have to kind of work with parenting techniques. Or we see adults that might have that, and it's more something psychological we would do psychotherapy for.
And that goes back to at the top I was talking about in your bio, so many times people are misdiagnosed as having ADD when they don't at all.
Right. Or they have a multiple of things. On our website, there's an example. I was on a TV show called The Doctors a couple years ago, and there was a boy that they brought to me that they were having trouble figuring out why he got aggressive when he took a stimulant for ADD, and he had a little seizure disorder that no one had picked up. And if you have a seizure disorder, I talked about at the beginning of the show, then a stimulant can aggravate that and make it worse. And they didn't know and that he had this without taking an image and looking at the brain activity.
Fascinating. This is real interesting. So in what I'm and again in a large level by mapping the electrical energy and doing it on these different channels or frequencies, being alpha, theta, you know, whatever, you guys are able to compare that to normative type data and start seeing differences and isolate these different types of ADHD, and therefore become more effective at what types of treatment is be more effective for each one, correct?
Exactly, and we do this with medication, and we do this with neurofeedback, which was a computerized approach we'll talk about, I guess, on next week's show.
Absolutely. Now, tell me about the hope. I'm understanding you guys are still in the learning process. I mean, do you think that you'll actually be able to get even down a little bit further and maybe find more subtypes under these things and/or maybe say, hey, listen, this might be a kind of an inattentive person with other conditions like, I don't know, dyslexia or learning disability, or what kind of hope is there in this space?
Yeah, you know, well, this area, there's been research for 20 years, so the same four patterns are showing up over and over again, but they are what area I'm working on now, which is kind of related, is a lot of kids and adults with autism and Asperger's. And when I started 30 years ago, some of the really difficult kids with ADD that were oppositional, now I might diagnose them with Asperger's, which is a high-functioning type of autism. And these are kids whose brainwave patterns are very different, and there's a social aspect. And we find abnormalities on the right side of their brain, which is where the social and emotional deficits are. And it's a very, very hard diagnosis. I've diagnosed lots of kids and adults and athletes over the years that had no idea this is what's going on. So that's one of the areas where I'm doing a big study right now in University of California, San Diego, conjunction with them, and we're looking at EEGs and MRIs and all these brain imaging techniques to kind of look at subtypes, and I found 6 to 8 subtypes of autism and Asperger's. So that's a much more confusing area, but it's something I've been working on the last 5 or 6 years a lot on.
Well, that's exciting. I tell you what, we need to run to another break real quick. Again, can you let our listeners the best way to get in touch with you?
Sure. Our toll-free number is 800-ADD-9117, which is 800-233-9117. And our website is attentionlearningcenter.com.
That's attentionlearningcenter.com. With that, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ari Tuchman, author of More Attention, Less Deficit, Success Strategies for Adults with ADHD. This is the only book actually written for adults with ADHD. Each chapter is divided into short articles, so you can read only the stuff you want in the order you want. I take lessons from the research and make them totally useful in your daily life. You can get a free PDF of the first chapter at adultadhdbook.com. Check it out.
Okay, let's be honest here. How many times have you forgotten the wet laundry in the washer and it started smelling a little funky, so you had to wash it again, maybe even twice, in the same week? Well, you may be an AD Diva just like me. I'm Linda Rogley, and I founded the AD Diva Network for women with ADD-ish tendencies, especially those of us 40 and better. The AD Diva Network is a great place for support, connection, and a touch of whimsy. You can join us at addiva.net. That's addiva.net.
Do you have something those with ADHD need? Advertise on Attention Talk Radio. We are a narrowcast, internet-based radio show targeting those with or impacted by ADHD. To learn more about advertising opportunities, email attention at attentiontalkradio.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Once again, Dr. Michael Lennon talking about QEEG. Michael, we've got about, 6 or 7 minutes left, and I just want to touch, we've been talking about QEEG and diagnosis, and next week we're going to spend a lot more time talking about neurofeedback and some non-stimulant treatments, and I don't want to kind of steal from that show, but in your offices when somebody kind of comes in, can you tell us about the whole process of diagnosing, because what I'm taking from this is you're dedicated to making a thorough diagnosis from the beginning to the end, and my sense is it's more than just doing the QEEG.
Right, right. So the first thing I do with clients is I do an interview, and I do them all myself, and I want to look at histories of, like, brain damage or head injuries, developmental issues with birth. I look at different medical issues. We look at family history because, as you know, so much of this is inherited.
Mm-hmm.
We look at school history. We look at learning disabilities. And then when we do the testing, we usually do 2 to 3 tests on a Saturday. And I have a lot of people that come from all over the country now, and I meet with them on a Friday, and they do the test on a Saturday. So it's a quick weekend thing, and they can come to Southern California to get away from the weather back east or something. But so the second test we do is called a continuous performance test. It's a kind of a boring computer test that measures 15 aspects of attention, impulsivity, hyperactivity, and we use that with treatments to get a baseline at the beginning, and then as people go through the treatments to see if they're working or they need to be adjusted, with whether it's medicine or neurofeedback. And then anyone who's an adolescent, usually like 14 or older, we do a personality test to look at things like anxiety and depression and bipolar and schizophrenia and obsessive compulsive, and all these things sometimes are there with ADD, or they can even look to the untrained person like ADD symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a meeting to go over everything and explain it, and we kind of come up with an individualized treatment plan, which might involve medication or neurofeedback or psychotherapy or social skills or behavior modifications or school accommodations. We prefer to do the neurofeedback, which is the non-drug approach we'll talk about next week, because there's 50 different types, and it's really individualized based on the QEG results.
Yep.
And there's no side effects, and we get more lasting effects. And that, you know, it takes a long time to go into that, but that's the process. It's usually 3 visits. The first two we do back-to-back, and then and the other one we usually do on the phone with people unless they live local where we do it in person.
And I want to, being ADHD coach, I can't help but like sit here and think of some people who are listening to the show and kind of going, wow, you know, that's an awful lot. Going through these things, the tests, and like the, you know, spend some time talking about, you know, the history and the background, and then going through some of these computerized tests and stuff like that, and then going through the QEG to kind of map kind of what's going on. But I think the key question that a person has to ask you is, what's it costing you to pay attention to the wrong diagnosis?
Exactly, and that's really where we kind of get back to why we do this. So about a third of the kids and half of the adults I see are misdiagnosed, and how we know that is when we do the testing and we see the brain patterns, we can tell. Now, I see a little bit of a skewed population because a lot of people come in to see me and they've tried different treatments and medications and have side effects and they don't work. And, you know, either they say, forget it, I'm never going to do it again, or they say, well, I need to really find out what's going on first before I try to treat my brain. So a lot of the people I see have already tried something, so it's a little bit more complicated than just traditional inattentive or hyperactive impulsive ADHD.
Well, the good news, and I think one of the keys of this is again, here we're trying to expand our knowledge of what's going on, making people aware of what's happening. But the days where you just kind of walk in and somebody asks you a couple questions and then label you and just gives you some stimulant and kind of go out the door, which is just it's like we talked earlier. It's like going into the emergency room saying, I've got some chest pains, and saying, let's open heart surgery is a must. This has actually given us a tool to actually determine, wait a second, is this really make some sense in what's going on? And if it does, to actually individualize the treatment to kind of really get kind of what's going on, because we're starting to get some tests to validate this. And I think it's real important out there that that's there. And I think it's really hopeful for the future.
Absolutely, Jeff. We did a study about 10 years ago, and I think Chad kind of was part of this too. And they wanted to see why so many people weren't getting diagnosed. And they found that there were two obstacles where parents, especially when bringing their kids in. One, they were told there's no accurate test for ADHD. And number two, they were told that the only treatment was stimulant medication. And most parents don't want to put their kids on stimulants because of, you know, good side effects of height and weight and things like that. So now that we have accurate tests to diagnose different types, we can get specific. And now that we have different treatments and non-medication treatments, we're seeing more and more people coming in. And I think that's why we're seeing so many more girls and so many more adults and so many more kids getting diagnosed. Our assessment is better, and it gives people hope that they're going to get good treatment and accurate diagnosis, and they're going to get help, and that's what it's all about.
It is, really is. So with that, I want to kind of wrap things up. Again, everyone, this week we've been focused on the QEG and the diagnosing side of it. Next week we're going to talk about neurofeedback. Dr. Linscombe, same time, same bat channel, just a little bit different way of looking at this on the backside and talk about the neurofeedback. So please tune in next week. It's going to be an exciting show. And with that, Dr. Linden, I'd like to thank you again for coming back on. I've learned a lot. This has been very fascinating. And, again, before we sign off, can you let everybody know how to contact you if they got any questions?
Sure. Our toll-free number is 800-ADD-9117, 800-233-9117. And our website is attentionlearningcenter.com.
With that, thank you very much, Dr. Linden. Everybody, you guys have a great week. We'll talk to you, I guess, on the 30th. Take care, everyone.